USA News. I'm John Schaefer. More classified documents have been found, but this time in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham had this to say.
I don't know how this happened. We need to get to the bottom of it. I don't believe for a minute that Mike Pence is trying to intentionally compromise national security.
Pence attorneys say he was unaware of the presence of the sensitive documents at his residence. The Department of Justice and FBI have launched probes into how the documents wound up there. Three people are dead after an early morning shooting in Yakima, Washington. Police Chief Matthew Murray.
It appears to be a random situation. There was no apparent conflict between the parties. The male just walked in and started shooting.
A fourth person was injured. At this hour, police and SWAT have surrounded a home. They say it is related to the killings. A shooting that took place in two different locations in Half Moon Bay, California, south of San Francisco Monday, may have been a case of workplace violence.
The shooter, after visiting that second site and killing those three people, seems to have driven himself to a sheriff's substation here in the county and basically sat in his car until deputies arrived and grabbed him.
Correspondent Jacob Ward says the semi-automatic weapon used by the gunman was purchased and owned legally. The 66-year-old suspect will be arraigned on Wednesday. Plans for the United States to send tanks to Ukraine being finalized by the Biden administration. CNN citing three American officials who said the deal to send the Abrams tanks could be finalized this week. The decision comes as Germany said it wouldn't send tanks to Ukraine unless the U.S. also sent tanks. Ukrainian President Zelensky has been pleading for more tanks from its allies. Google is being sued by the Justice Department. The claim? Google conducted a campaign to stifle potential competition. Eight states also joining in on the lawsuit that targets Google's stranglehold on the online advertising market. Government also wants the company to be broken up. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're closer than ever to the end. So says the Keepers of the Doomsday Clock. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists moved the hands of the symbolic clock 10 seconds forward. That means the clock now says we are just 90 seconds away from midnight, the symbolic end of the world. Scientists say Russia's invasion of Ukraine has increased the risk of nuclear escalation, while the world still faces the climate crisis and biological risks like COVID-19. Major League Baseball has announced its Hall of Fame.
Major League Baseball will announce its 2023 Hall of Fame class on Tuesday. Scott Rowland, Todd Helton, and Billy Wagner had the best chance to get into Cooperstown after receiving at least 50% of the vote last year. A player needs at least 75% to get elected to the Hall of Fame. Players who receive less than 5% of the vote or exceed 10 years on the ballot will be removed from next year's class. Branson Arroyo, Carlos Beltran, and Jacoby Ellsbury among the 14 players making their debut on the ballot. The Baseball Writers of America will reveal their results at 6 p.m. Eastern on MLB Network. I'm Julio Flores.
Walmart is raising its minimum wage to $14 an hour. It begins in March and equates to about a 17% raise for employees. The retail giant will also add more perks for its employees, including adding more degrees to its program that covers tuition. Well, if you're still waiting for a Ford Bronco that you ordered, it may be worth your while to change your mind. Ford offering a $2,500 credit to those waiting customers to switch to a different model. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.